K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up. K99.1 FM, hello.
How you doing?
Hi, who's this?
I'm Ethan.
Hi, Ethan.
What's going on, Ethan?
Yeah, what's up?
I just figured I'd call in and, you know, have you guys maybe try to help me out with a little situation.
He has a situation. What is the situation, Ethan?
I can't
Ethan?
Wait for this. What's your sitch, Ethan?
All right. I'm a pretty good guy, you know. I went on a date with a girl and not getting the call back.
So. That's cold, man.
That's awful.
Who's the girl?
I thought maybe you nice, fine folks can give me some good advice or maybe try to step in and give me a hand here.
Well, intervene.
Yes, maybe, perhaps. Well, be your fairy godmother and godfather.
So who's the lucky lady we're going to be trying to get in touch with here?
So her name is Tiffany.
Aw.
So how'd you meet Tiffany?
Okay, so we went on a date, right?
Well,
like I told you, she won't respond now. And it's really upsetting because I like her. And I expected that we would have, more dates or at least a second date. And, just like dead end. And I don't get it. You know, I mean, we were kind of into the same things. And, you know, I'm a big movie buff and TV show buff. And, you know, she is as well. And I felt like she was the type of girl I could marry.
You know? Wow. You're really feeling something.
So you guys really connected.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to play it off as funny, but I'm kind of hurting. So.
Oh.
Okay, that's fair. Enough said. We'll attempt to get, what did you say her name was?
So her name is Tiffany.
Tiffany.
And like I said, she won't answer my calls. I know she's reading text messages I sent her, and I just want to know what's up.
She's still got the read receipt on, huh? All right, well, hold on a second here, Ethan. We're going to get Tiffany's phone number off the air. We're going to call her. We'll see if we can figure out what's going on here for you. Okay, buddy?
Thanks so much.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Ethan... I feel bad. I mean, you know what? I love that a guy can admit that his feelings got hurt.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, sound like you're a sensitive guy.
Well, you know what it is? If she wasn't worth it, I wouldn't be going through all of this, I guess, you know?
Fry, listen to him. Let's help him out.
We're going to try to help you out, so be real quiet here for a second. I'll start dialing Tiffany's number here, and we'll see if we can get her on, and maybe she'll pick up the phone for us here.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi there. We're looking for Tiffany. Is she free?
This is she.
Hi, Tiffany. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, the radio station.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
You sound worried.
She does sound a little leery.
Okay, I'm not sure what this is about.
Oh, we'll fill you in.
We'll be gentle, we promise. But it's due to a phone call we got from somebody. he was reaching out to us for a little help. He went on a date with you, and he says he's been trying to get in contact with you. He says he knows you're reading his text, but you haven't responded or called him back.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Ethan!
I did have a really good time. He's a really nice guy, and I thought it would just be best to just kind of not respond and just not go on another date with him.
He thought you were wifey material.
Yeah, he did. He said you guys talked about going on another date early.
Yeah, no, we really hit it off, on the date. And, I was attracted to him, and he was a really nice guy, a real gentleman. We had good conversation. I just don't see a future with him. I just don't see myself, like, you know.
What's the stopping point? Like, what's the halt?
Yeah, because he said you guys have a lot in common, that you guys have movies and TV shows. And so what's up?
It's a little embarrassing. It's kind of a personal thing. It's real small. I mean, I didn't think I would get so upset about it, but it really fired me up after the date.
Okay. What is it?
So we both are TV and movie buffs, but he would spoil, like, every show for me.
What do you mean?
He would just, like,
tell you the ending?
It's going to be.
Oh.
I haven't even seen it yet.
Oh.
Or he'd be like, oh, you know, they're definitely going to get together, but then she's going to die. And I'm like,
he's that guy.
Yeah. And, like, I'm really busy with work and I don't have time. Like, I'm not a binge watcher unless I'm on, you know, I have, like, a, you know, I'm sick or I've got a week away or something. But so, like, a lot of these shows I haven't seen yet, or I just started and then I'm like, oh, I'll just, you know, watch it later. But no, then he would laugh.
Oh, no.
He thought this was, like, great. And, like, I guess, seeing my reaction is, I don't know. But I was like, this is bad. So.
Hey, Tiffany.
What?
Tiff?
Guess who that is.
I'm sorry. Hey, I don't want to startle you. I'm actually on the phone because, I mean, you were worth it enough for me to try to reach out and try another angle to get in touch with you. I just wanted to see your reaction, though. Like, I just wanted to see how you would react, knowing what the story was, you know? Like, I found that intriguing, you know, to see, you know, how you would, you know, what you would think.
You spoiled our shows.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, no, I didn't find it intriguing. I found it really kind of rude. Like, you just wanted to see my reaction. I mean, how would you like it if I did that to you?
You know, maybe you should have watched it before you came on the date.
It's your fault.
Why would I watch everything on my queue before? See, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, date homework.
Date homework.
You knew I was a big movie guy. You should have just expected it.
No, I know a lot of people who are big movie guys, and they wouldn't do that to me.
You know, he should have done like what they do in magazines and stuff, where they put spoiler alert.
Yeah,
ahead.
You need to start off with that.
You could have said, "Now I'm going to ruin this for you." Okay.
That would have given her opportunity to smack you real quick.
Oh man, you know, like I my intentions were pure. I didn't mean anything by that. I guess I was just too excited.
Do you ruin like
find someone?
Birthday surprises and Christmas presents and stuff? Are you that guy?
Here's a present. Here's what's in it.
Nah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Well, here's what we can do, guys. Since you both are big movie people, we can send you to the movies.
Yes.
We'll send you to dinner beforehand. We'll pick you up at your houses and all that. And limos.
And we'll tell you both ahead of time.
Yeah, limos provided.
No, not ruining anything.
Nothing. We'll send you to a movie that's out like that day, so neither of you have a chance to see it.
I mean, listen, I'll promise if she agrees. I won't say a single thing about any TV show or movie, no matter how hard it would be for me to resist. But I'm up for it. I'm in.
Tiff? He sounds like a nice guy.
She sounds frustrated.
You know what? I think this is a nice gesture. It does mean something. So I will go. But if you spoil any show or movie for me, I'm out. Like, I'm going to just leave the date. Like, you can have the limo by yourself and dinner by yourself, but I will totally just, like, get up and leave. But I'll go out with you again. But that, you know, now you know. Big warning. No spoiler alert.
Fair enough, Ethan.
Fair enough, man. I promise. No problem.
All right.
Done deal then.
Okay. He's like not saying anything now. It's like, okay,
he's going to be very reserved.
Okay. I don't know if I should say anything.
Well, you guys have fun and let us know how everything goes.
Okay.
All right.
She still sounds so like iffy.
She does a little. She's waiting for him to say, here's what you're getting for Christmas in 10 years.